The Three Little Pigs and the Big Bad Wolf. Once upon a time there lived an old sow with her three little pigs. They lived on a farm by a meadow on the verge of the forest. All day long the three little pigs played and danced and had lots of fun. At bath time they jumped and splashed in the pond and rubbed and scrubbed their skin till pink and shiny. At dinner time, their mother cooked them delicious dishes with truffles and potatoes and cherries on cakes, which made our cute pigs grow plumpy and chubby. One day, their mother gathered them and said, "You have now become my three big little pigs. It's time to leave the house and go seek your fortunes. But remember, always be careful, for the big bad wolf is lurking." With this advice, they set off. The youngest pig was a dreamer. He loved picking flowers and gazing at the sky. He gathered some straw and twigs and built a house out of it. And then he went to pick daisies and poppies to decorate the house. Meanwhile, not far in the woods, the wolf was lurking. The second pig was lazy. He mostly liked to eat and take naps. He built himself a small bungalow out of sticks. And as soon as he was done, he went in for a rest. Meanwhile, not far away, the big bad wolf was smacking his lips at the prospect of delicious bacon and ham he would soon relish. The third little pig was the wisest and the most hard-working. She had a plan. "I will build myself a solid house of brick, complete with a latch on the front door and a fireplace and a chimney for family dinners. It'll be worth the effort." She started off while her brothers were already dreaming or resting. Soon after, the wolf came knocking at the first pig's door. He asked, "Please, little pig, let me in." But the pig had recognized the wolf. "No, no, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin," he replied. "Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in," the wolf growled angrily. He took a deep breath, and he huffed and he puffed, and he blew the house away. The little pig was terrified. He squeaked and quickly ran all the way to his brother's wooden house. "Open up, brother, the wolf is coming." The second little pig quickly took his brother in and shut the twig door, but already they could both hear the wolf snarling. "Open up, little pigs, let me in," the wolf said. "No, no, not by the hair of our chinny chin chin," they replied. "Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in." The wolf took a second deep breath and he huffed and he puffed so hard that in a quick instant the house was blown away high up in the sky. The two little pigs screamed in terror and ran as fast as they could to their sister's house for help. The third little pig let them in and locked the door. She decided to make them supper so they could forget their worries. She placed a pot in the hearth and lit a fire to boil some water. Suddenly, the wolf was banging at the door and screamed, little pigs, let me in." "No, no, not by the hair of our chinny chin chin," said the three little pigs. "Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in," the wolf replied angrily. And he took a deep breath for the third time. The wolf huffed and he puffed as hard as he could. But this time, nothing happened. So he huffed and he puffed again and again. Not a brick moved. The wolf was exhausted and panting. Then he had an idea. "I'll climb onto the roof and get in through the chimney." Luckily, the wolf wasn't discreet, and the pigs heard the rattle and guessed what he was up to. In the hearth, the water in the pot was boiling. As the wolf was climbing down the chimney, he missed a step and fell right into the boiling pot. He screamed in agony. "Ouch, ouch, ouch, please let me out." The pigs burst out laughing and let him out. The wolf ran to the river nearby and dipped his burnt tail. He was never again to be seen. Back at the farm, the old sow heard of her son's exploits and said, "I'm so proud of you, my beloved little pigs. You have learned your lesson. We must not be lazy and take things easy if we want to defeat our ferocious enemy. Foresight and hard labor will bring us victory."